delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
Well, I wish I was a catfish swimming in a deep blue sea.
You have to wonder if Vladimir Putin just sits and watches American news and is amused at what he watches. Allegations of Russian collusion and problems and chaos. News media in America making up stories and subsequently getting fired. And the James O'Keefe video. If that's not damning to CNN, nothing ever will be. It's about ratings. The Russia story is all BS, but we have good ratings. And I just checked the ratings. CNN posted its best quarter in history in the second quarter. Its best quarter in history was just posted. My next guest, Todd Wood here, journalist for the Washington Times, author, graduate of the U.S. Air Force Academy as well. Todd, welcome to the program again.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
Vladimir Putin, he must just get a big bag of popcorn sometimes when he just wants to relax and have a good laugh and turn on CNN and enjoy himself for all the chaos, whether he created it or he started it or was involved with it or just put his finger in our eye just for sport. It's got to be amusing to him.
Yeah, I think so. But then he realizes we have a president who's just about ready to lob some more cruise missiles his way. So I think that keeps him on his toes for sure.
You wrote a piece recently comparing the relationship between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin, which we're not really sure of yet. I mean, you have a lot of conversations back and forth, and Donald Trump says, I'd love to have a good relationship with Russia. We're not sure where that's going to go. And then you look back at Reagan and Gorbachev and Putin. Your premise, one of them, is that Putin will never sit by idly and watch Russia become weakened again the way Gorbachev did, correct?
Yeah, exactly right. And my other point was that I think the West has lost a lot of the moral clarity and moral high ground that we had during the Reagan years, for a lot of reasons.
And when you say we've lost the moral high ground, I think you're referring to the fact that a lot of folks in this country now, the progressives in this country, don't think that America is worth defending. What we did in the world isn't worth the Western civilization as a whole is, overblown, exaggerated. We're not that great. We're not all that. We're just like everybody else. There's nothing special here.
Well, it's even worse than that. They're trying to destroy it. That's what globalism is all about, is to destroy the greatness of this great country.
Globalism, you actually put it a different way, I believe, a couple of different times in articles mm-hmm. I've read. You said globalism is more about the global distribution of wealth from our hands to somebody else's.
Yeah, exactly. We defeated communism back in the day during the Cold War around the world. And so we don't have that physical threat anymore, but it never went away, in my opinion. It just kind of morphed down into the burrows of our academic system, our universities, and our media. And it's come back in a raging force in a different way called globalism, really what we're seeing is cultural Marxism out there in a lot of ways, all this PC and Black Lives Matter and all that stuff. So it's just reinvented itself. And yes, it's all about taking from the makers and giving to other people. So it's nothing less than another form of communism.
So communism, this is the best analysis that I can find, the comparison I can draw. Communism is a bit like chicken pox. We eradicated it, but then years later it comes back as shingles and it hurts and it's a pain in the, wherever, and it's a problem. It's a virus that went underground for a while, but it never really went away. And like many viruses, you just can't kill it. It keeps resurfacing in different variations and forms. On infinitum until we can learn how to kill such a thing.
Yeah, and we've seen this before back in the 30s. We had it. It just keeps coming up, and the problem is our education system is not what it used to be. So people, our kids are not learning about America, not learning about freedom, not learning about the shining city on the hill. So it's much more dangerous this time, in my opinion.
Yeah, kids aren't taught that America, did several things in the 20th century. We improved communication, transportation, medication. We made the world a better place, quite frankly. We invented air conditioning and television sets. We took care of major diseases. We advanced technologies in medicine and health. and did things that would never have been done without capitalism. And we changed the world, and still today, more than a million people come here legally every year. But the kids aren't taught any of these things, are they?
No, they're not. And they sit there and, pine over, wish they had socialism, wish they had a better place, and all the time they're talking on their iPhones, you know, which was developed by capitalism, yeah, which brought people out of poverty all over the world by the tens of millions. So it's quite
it's incredible to note. It's incredible to note these kids have in their pocket what is, in effect, a supercomputer. In
yeah.
fact, I have explained this to some people recently, that a computer of the power of your smartphone today would have filled a couple of rooms or more here, 20 or 30 years ago. They don't realize how powerful these machines are, and yet they remain completely in the dark and ignorant of common facts from history. Even in the last 50 years, they don't know what happened because they don't read. They've got these fancy phones, but they don't read, and that's frightening.
Yeah, and they're not taught. So that deadly combination, that's why the homeschool thing has taken off, just because parents are sick of this crap. So I think over the next generation is going to be much more conservative. They've seen that this stuff doesn't work. They've seen the failure of Obama. They've seen, just problem after problem, problems in foreign policy, problem with the economy, problem in healthcare. This crap doesn't work. So eventually people see through that. And that's what I think you're seeing a real tipping point in the media right now, just having their eyes open, people, about what's been going on. And hopefully the pendulum will swing the other way.
Yeah, the Veritas Project, putting it right out there in the open, is ugly. Todd Wood with us here. Todd, tell folks where they can learn what you're doing every day and where the books are that you're writing.
Thank you. Washington Times Threat Assessment. I'm on there every day, just about every Friday in print at the Times. And my website is ltoddwood.com, where you can get the perfect gift for that guy or a gal with a signed copy of one of my books. Thanks, Steve.
Always a pleasure. Todd Wood, everybody here on the program. We'll talk soon, my friend. Thank you. 51 after. This part of the program brought to you by Northville Lumber, selling more Trex decking than anybody in the Midwest. Maintenance-free Trex decking, it's the way you want to go. Go to northvillelumber.com. That's northvillelumber.com to find out more. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.